In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Some good news for workers with retirement accounts. Companies are boosting their contributions to employees' 401ks. That's especially encouraging for workers who haven't saved enough for retirement. Why are companies doing this now after having resisted the move for so long? Joining us is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krause. Sarah, this is obviously great news for 401k holders, but as mentioned in the intro, why are companies doing this?
So the companies that are doing this, I would say, are still the outliers, and some of them are doing it because steps that they have taken so far had not worked or had not gotten people quite to the level that they felt they needed to be able to retire on time and comfortably. So for some companies, this is a way of incentivizing behavior. For others, it's attraction and retention. And for still others, it's to make sure that their workers retire on time and therefore make room for younger workers so that they can promote people throughout their ranks.
Also, so they can cut their health care costs for these older workers?
Well, older workers are more expensive.
That's right.
Health care costs rise as folks age, and so if those people are able to retire with enough assets, that, you know, clears the runway for the company to move others up.
So now it's worth it for the companies from a practical standpoint.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think that in this whole conversation, there's been this evolution of retirement savings where workers used to have, in many companies, a traditional pension plan that guaranteed them a certain amount of income upon retirement. And then, you know, partly because of the financial crisis, a lot of those plans went away and were replaced by 401k plans where the burden of saving enough falls to the individual.
Yeah. What is the percentage rate for pensions? Something like 11%. It's something very, very low. What is the average company contribution right now? This is according to data compiled by Vanguard.
So the data that Vanguard has accumulated across the 1,900 or so workplace savings plans that they track has it at 4.7% of employee salaries in 2016. And I will say that is the highest percentage and biggest year-to-date jump since 2007.
Still doesn't sound like a heck of a lot, but, you know, an improvement's an improvement.
An improvement's an improvement. I mean, the thing to keep in mind and the challenge in 401ks generally is that a lot of retirement plan advisors recommend that folks save about 15% of their salary. And so that is going to come from a combination of their own contributions, but also what their employer is prepared to match. So the more a company kicks in, obviously the easier it becomes to reach that threshold.
Right. And as you mentioned, this comes as workers still are not saving enough for retirement.
Correct. I mean, and this is coming at a time as well when healthcare costs are rising. This burden of saving for retirement falls on the individual. Some people's wages haven't recovered from the financial crisis. There's a lot of pressure points on individuals, you know, personal finance at this point that makes it difficult.
I'm speaking with Sarah Krause of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Sarah, you reported on some of the companies that are increasing their contributions, their 401k contributions. Why don't you name some of the corporations that have increased their company matches, some high-profile names here?
Sure. One of the companies in my stories was Microsoft. Another was Host Hotels and Resorts, which owns a number of properties that are run by big hotel chains. Microsoft is perhaps the highest-profile example that we had in the piece, and they sort of had a journey here where about 3 years ago, they increased the amount that they gave people the option of saving at when they enrolled in a plan, and then they went another step further at the beginning of last year and actually increased what the company chipped in. And as a result of that change in the first year, the company ended up kicking in another $150 million to the 401k plan.
Now, Microsoft started matching half of all employee contributions up to federal limits. That's seems like a budget buster.
It's a big change. So where they previously chipped in half of 6%, they removed that upward cap and matched 50% of any contribution up to the federal limits. And yes, their HR manager immature joke that they were blowing their budgets. But they met their goal of having at least half of their employees max out their contributions in 1 year rather than the 2 years they thought it would take because it was such a popular move.
And Sarah, you mentioned before that these companies are outliers. There's no sign of a real trend beyond these handful of companies.
Well, I wouldn't say that every company in the S&P 500 is going to rush to do this because this is expensive and it takes an investment on the part of the company. So you need a company that's healthy enough or that has a labor situation where they need to do this to be competitive or a way to use this to incentivize performance among their ranks. So not every company is in that position. These are outliers. But I would say that, even since the story ran this morning, I've heard from more people whose companies had been sort of kicking this idea around and who have said they've had discussions. They're afraid of the cost a little bit, but they also know that there are sort of longer term benefits to doing it. So it's happening increasingly. But again, these are really sort of unique companies at this point.
And meantime, as we said, worker contributions remain relatively low. They're still kind of skittish.
They are. And, looking back about a decade, according to Vanguard's numbers, the aggregate amount put into 401k plans really hasn't budged beyond 11%. And the thing to keep in mind on even that number is that's employees that are participating in the plan. That's not counting, sort of across the board, everyone who has an option. So it really is incumbent on folks to be proactive, see what's on the table for them, and, take advantage of whatever matches on the table to really make sure that they're tucking away enough.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krauss, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.